Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I know that very song in the beginning of this show is still motivating. You know, that song has been motivating people since somewhere around the late 70s and the early 80s, and it is still motivating people today. You know, I was at a gospel concert this past Sunday for Mother's Day, and one of the gospel groups came out singing that song, Ain't No Stopping Us Now. We're on the gospel groove. And you know what? It really can fit just about any area of your life. And right now, we are on the motivational groove. We want to say this is no time to let our motivation wane. This is no time to get wimpy about our empowerment and where we're going. That's why I'm currently announcing on Facebook, Empowerment with a Twist. See, this is the time to press in, to keep going. And I have as a topic today, use, like, what's in your hands? What is in your hands? You know, I meet people every day as an employment specialist, as a life coach, as a person who is out here trying to make things happen, businesswoman, entrepreneur, the whole nine. I see people all the time, who, especially dealing with unemployed, dealing with people that are underemployed. One of my specialties, people that I love working with, the unemployed, the underemployed. Underemployed, people say, what's that? Well, that's when you're on your job and you're not really making what you should be making. You're not making what you're really worth. And you just took the job just to have a job. So you're really underemployed. But you don't want to stay there. See, that's the whole key, is that you get that mindset first, that I don't want to stay here. And then you have to follow that up with, you know, I don't have to stay here, okay? Once you get the mindset that I don't want to stay here, then you can get the mindset that I don't have to stay here. And so now what do you do? That's what people want to know. what do I do now? So, for instance, we have our center over there in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and then people show up, and it's like, now what do I do? And so here, that's why we wanted to put this topic together today, to talk to you about now what do I do when the economy appears to be getting worse as opposed to getting better. Yes, there are a lot of money that is being funneled into the economy to try to get it jump started, to try to get people to start businesses. But at the same time that you have this going on, you also have people being very fearful. So yes, while money is made available and appropriated for different projects to try to jumpstart the economy, you still have people who are very skeptical. They don't want to take that risk because they're not sure what's going to happen 1 year down the road if they jump out into something. So that leaves everybody else wondering, what do I do next? In terms of, I got to feed my family today. I have to pay my mortgage today. I have to pay my rent today. I need to pay my car note. So now what do I do? Well, one thing that you're not going to do is you're not going to just roll away like a little fur ball, okay, and just go away. You got to figure out, okay, what do we do now? And so that's why we want to use this topic. This is a great time to deal with this topic. I mean, we know Scripture talks about using what's in his hands when God was talking to Moses and showing Moses that you have within your hand a tool that can be transformed into something else. And not only into something else, but into something that will give you the freedom and that will give you what you need in order to get the job done. See, that's the key right there to what happened with Moses. He had within his hand something that he could use that would get the job done. Not just something in his hands to look at to say, oh, this is nice. Oh, this is great. Oh, this is good. But what do I do with it? But he was given something that had the ability to be transformed into something that would get the job done. And now you know the great mission that he had, which he had to set all of the children of Israel free from Pharaoh in Egypt. So his job, whatever we have to do doesn't compare. I mean, I understand we all feel that our problems are the worst and the biggest and the baddest. But let's face it, they don't compare to what Moses was up against. Yes, you may have a lot of children even, but you don't have a whole nation of people that you need to set free, at least not in the outset. Now, it may end up being that way. So here's some qualities of using what's in your hands. And people might say, well, how do I do that? How do I do that? So when I put the topic out there, what's in your hands? Only because we are taking the mindset that we're going to use what's in our hands to get done what God wants us to do, to get done. Now, you might say, well, how do I know what God wants me to do? Well, he wants you to, here's how you can tell, you know, what God wants you to do is that, you know, he wants you to do something. That's number one. And he gives us the desires of our hearts. That's another thing. And he says that he would give us the desires of our hearts, but he also said that he would, he knew the plans that he had for us. Now, if somebody's got plans for you, that means they have something for you to do. So there's many ways we can know that, okay, God does have something for me to do. And he didn't make it so complicated. Even with Moses, Moses' situation seemed impossible. I would have thought that was utterly impossible. But what did he tell Moses? Use what's in your hands. It's in your hand. Take your staff and do such and such and such and such. So that's number one. What's in your hands, first you look at what's in your hands, and now God's going to tell you how to use it. This is where you have to have that relationship with God so he can tell you what to do with what's in your hands. Then you have to have some confidence in yourself. You know, a lot of times people don't do things because they lack confidence in themselves. They don't believe that they can do it. Well, it's okay. You can believe, go on and believe that you can do it, because you can do anything through Christ that strengthens you. So go on and believe that you can do it. That's why we see people, certain athletes, certain people who are even in the people in the entertainment industry, some of them know that when they started out, maybe their voices were not all that, their acting skills weren't all that, but they used what was in their hands, and then they had confidence for the rest. That's why a lot of them, when they get on stage to receive their big awards, no matter what their lifestyle is, a lot of times the first thing they'll say is, I thank God, because they're acknowledging at least where they got this skill and this talent, regardless of what they went off and did with it. And so that's how we have to be. We have to be just as confident as these entertainers and these stars and these athletes. We have to be confident about what it is that God has called us to do. What's in your hands? Whatever is in your hands has the potential for greatness. And then we get sidetracked because we start looking at what everyone else is doing. And then we begin to feel inadequate in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Or we begin to compare ourselves with someone else or something else that someone else is doing. And we think, well, why don't I do that? And why don't I have that? And why can't I go there? Forget that. Stop doing that. Get over it. What is in your hands? That's what God has for you to do. What's in your hands? Don't forget this. I'm going to say it again. I said it once. I'll say it one more time. What is in your hands has the potential, great potential, unlimited potential for greatness. Okay? Now, just like with Moses, the stick, he was able to transform that stick. At one point, it became a snake. At another point, it became some type of chemical release because he put it into the pool and all the water turned to blood. It became a separating tool when he held it up and over the ocean, and the sea just parted. So what is in your hands has to be transformed. You have to transform. Like, for instance, you may have an idea, and you can transform that idea into a book. Now, when we say what is in your hands, not necessarily your physical hands only, but also other parts, what's in your mind. Because whatever is in your mind, you can put it in your hands. What's in your heart to do, that's in your hand. That's also considered your hands. What's in your mouth, what are you speaking, that is also part of what's in your hands. In this economy, you cannot afford to not work this biblical law, this universal law, this biblical truth. If there was ever a time to utilize this truth, this concept, it is now. It is now. A lot of people are waiting on due season. Due season is here. A lot of people are waiting on their season. Oh, when my season comes. Well, now is your season, and because now is a great time to realize that what is in your hands has the potential for greatness. But it doesn't mean that it's going to automatically become great. You have to what? Believe in yourself. You have to have confidence in yourself and in God. But you might think, I can't do it. I don't know how to do it. Trust that God said, and that he means it, that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. He will give you the strength to do it. When I wrote God's plan for my success, the first book that I wrote, to publish it. I wrote it with the intent to self-publish. God said, I said, God, I can't do this. Some of you know the part of the story. I went on a 21-day fast. No food, nothing. No food, no juice, no candy, not a mint, not a piece of gum, nothing for 21 days. That was my first fast like that in my entire life. And I did this, I was like in my 50s. Well, no, I was in my late 40s. And I said, God, I can't do that either. God, I can't fast for 21 days, not eat. Are you kidding me? A person who loves food? And, you know, especially chili, come on, that's my absolute favorite. I'm from Cincinnati. What do you expect? Everybody in Cincinnati just about loves chili. And I said, God, how can I do this? And God said very clear to me in an audible voice, I know you can't do it. Get over it. But I can do it through you. So there are some things that you are only going to be able to do once you accept that it's not you. It could be your marriage. It could be raising your children. It could be a career situation, company situation, whatever it is. Some things, you know, just like some things only come about through fasting and praying, just know that there are some things that you are only going to get it done once you accept it's not you, it's him. So what I'm saying today is that whatever your current situation is economically, whatever your economic status is right now, you could be broke as broke as broke. You could owe everybody money. You could have all kinds of bills coming from every which way. You could be in thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of debt. Let me say this loud and clear. You could be in thousands of dollars of debt. You could owe everyone money. You could be even at your wit's end. You know what a wit's end, W-I-T-S? Wit's end means a place where you're ready to give up. Well, you know what? In a way, that's kind of good because, again, once you get over the fact that you can do it, but you can do it with his power, with his power. He says, I give you power to get wealth. With his power, you can do it. With his instructions, you can do it. But it still comes back to what is in your hands. So in other words, what is it that you know how to do? What is it that you want to do? What can you do? Whatever it is, let's just say you could look at these people who open up these gigantic stores making cupcakes, y'all. Hello. I have nothing against cupcakes. Okay, I'm not a cupcake eater. I like food. I'm not big on desserts. So I don't know if that, for whatever reason, when I was growing up, my mother made a lot of desserts in my house that I didn't like. So I never got hooked on desserts. She would make lemon meringue pie. Hated it. She'd make German chocolate cake. Hated it until I discovered that the icing had nuts in it. I love things with nuts in it. But I would just eat the icing but not the cake because I didn't like chocolate. So she'd make chocolate cake by chocolate ice cream. Hated it. So I didn't get a chance, you know, to really get hooked on desserts like a lot of people. But look at these cupcake people. Oh, my goodness. They are doing big stuff. Making cupcakes, y'all. Hello. I met a woman and her daughter. They have a shop out in Plainfield, New Jersey. I don't know that I can't remember the name of their spot, but I met them at a school, at a vending opportunity. And here they were. They told me now they're in a store. And I said, well, how did you all get started? She said, we started in my mother's kitchen making cupcakes, or her kitchen or her mother's kitchen or somebody's kitchen. Making cupcakes at home, taking them to work, to school, or whatever. And today they have their own shop. We were over in New York. There's a place in New York, in Harlem, that sells these fancy cupcakes and stuff like that. Nice store. Now, you know that store costs a lot of money. It sits on the corner of a street, a beautiful spot, nice location in Harlem. I know they're paying the rent alone. It's probably amazing. But again, what did they do? They used what was in their hands. Again, in order to use what's in your hands and be successful, a couple of things you got to do. Number one, you got to be confident that God can give you the power to get it done. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You have to say this each and every day. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. God gives me the power to get wealth. God will give me strategies that I couldn't even imagine. God will give me new ideas each and every day. You got to say this. And then you got to look at what is it that you know how to do. Now, the other key is get over other people. So one of the keys is that you got to have the confidence that you can do it, and then you got to get over other people. Stop looking at what other people are doing. Don't worry about how successful they are. If somebody else has a book and your book isn't successful as theirs, don't worry about it. Don't look at their book. If someone else is writing plays and you know that God told you that you are a playwright, but you haven't written a play yet, don't look at other people. I can't say it enough. Stop comparing yourself to others. That's one surefire way to fail, is to compare yourself to anyone else. Sure, we can benchmark. We can look at other people. We can check out best practices. Absolutely. We can glean ideas from others. We all understand the scripture that says that there's nothing new under the sun. Every idea has already been thought before. Every concept has already been conceived before. So we're not in a race to see if we do something first. That's not what's important here. That's not what's critical. If you want to be a success in life, you have to use what's in your hands, understanding that what is in your hands, you on the phone lines, you who are tuned into, you who is in that chat room, you who will come back and listen to the archives, this is your charge and your challenge. What is in your hands has the potential to be great, but it won't be great if you start looking at what others are doing, worried about who else is doing this, worried about who does it first, who does it bigger, who does it faster, who does it cheaper, who does it smarter, who looks better, whose cover is nicer, who has a better sound, whatever. Don't look at all of that. What is in your hands has the potential to be great, but only if you, this is what you got to do. You have to, yes, you have to pray and thank God and praise his holy name and thank him for what he has put in your, that's where you need to start. Just start by thanking God that he put something in your hands, even though you can't see it right now. You may can't even see it. Thank him anyway. That's the best kind of gratefulness. And the best kind, that's like the highest level of praising God, is when you can thank him and you don't even see it. You can't even see how he's going to fix your problem. As a matter of fact, my sermon tonight is about the bail posted. You don't even see how he's going to bail you out of this situation that you're in. This could be the worst financial situation that you've ever been in, and that never before have you ever had to deal with what's on your plate right now. Everyone could have walked off and left you. You could be absolutely the only person who wants your success. It could be just you and no one else. Everyone else could be wanting you to fail. You could be the only person, the only one wanting your success. But remember, there be more with you than with them. So when God is on your side, It's never about just you, ever, never. Get that out of your mind. Get rid of that thinking. When God is on your side, as he is, because he said, I will always be with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. So if you think that God has forsaken you, that's a problem. He has not. His word is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. He is showing you the way out. He says, I will always cause you to triumph. In all things, you shall have the victory. What is in your hands? It could be writing. Start writing. If it's singing, start singing. If it's making melodies, begin to make melodies. I see so many people who are not only are they broke, because that's okay, because you'll get there every now and again. Not only are they broke, but they're frustrated, they're depressed, and they're giving up. Yet, each and every one of these persons, everybody, this applies to everyone. I don't care if you're in a wheelchair. I don't care if you walk with a walker. I don't care if you've been diagnosed with, you know, fourth stage cancer. It doesn't matter. Everybody has something in their hands that has the potential to be great. Everybody. The person who was raped and molested, the woman who was sexually abused, the woman who was domestically violated, the man who was abused, the boy who was raped, the person who was beat up, the child who was bullied, the person whose husband or wife walked off and left you with 5 children, with 10 children, no money, no way to pay your mortgage. You know, remember the widow woman? And he told her to go in her house and to gather up all the jars she could. I submit to you that there are some jars in your house. There are some jars in your house. And then he told her, go to all your neighbors and gather up their jars. I submit to you, there are jars on your street, and you have not gathered. Well, it's time to gather them. It's time. And then what happened? He told her to begin to pour. Where was she pouring from? From what was in her hands. In other words, it's from what you already got. You don't need to go get nothing new. You just need to use what you already have. Because it has potential for greatness. Okay? But you got to believe it. You got to believe that it'll work. And then you got to work it. You got to take action. Today, take action. I know these two young men. I'm going to leave. This is my last story. There are two young men in the city of Newark. They're brothers. All they sell is soup. But it's the best soup. And everybody that knows anything about soup, and they live in Newark, they know about the soup spot, they call it. The name of the place is actually Heaven's Delight. I submit to you that these use what was in their hands. They have a place, and they make a ton of money. Just selling soup, okay? Vegetable soup, turkey soup. You know, they sell chili. I told them, I can make the chili for y'all, and you can just pay me, okay? Fix cars, whatever it is. God will never leave you or forsake you. There could be famine in the land, but he has a way out for you. Woman of God, man of God, God has a way out for you. But you got to be willing to use what's in your hands and ask God to show you. He says, I power to make wealth. Now, you can continue to listen to the broadcast and you know, we'll be sharing some more ways that you can make money. But I had to first get you to see that you already have what it's going to take for you to do it. Okay? You have it. Now go find it. Write it down. That's your assignment. Go look through your house. Go search your heart. Search your mind. Find out what it is that you have in your very own hands that God has already gifted you with, the talent that you already have. You can make money with this, and then we're going to invite you back to some other shows or some webinars. If you're in the city in New Jersey, you can come right to our center in Elizabeth, and we will begin to train people on how to start a business, how to grow a business, how to take what's in your hands and make a business out of it. You don't have to go and spend thousands and thousands of dollars to go and start some business and you're broke. That don't make sense. Don't even think about doing that. It's not worth it. Okay? You'll be going more into the hole and you'll have more problems. Don't worry about it. Start with what's in your hands. Use that and then you can make money right from there. So that's all we have time for. We'll see you back tomorrow. Okay, Faith, okay, thank you. I just want to mention that before we go off. Yes, Faith the Believer said, what is in your hands? Find your purpose. Amen, Faith, a believer. She's a believer, so she knows. That's right. What is in your hand? Find your purpose. And I submit to you, if you begin to use what's in your hand, it will lead you smack dab into your God-given purpose, because what's in your hand, God put it there. You didn't put it there. God put it there. And it has potential for greatness. So we'll be back tomorrow. I know the show, we're off the air. You can't hear us. But those who will tune back in will. Bless.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.